Detektor FM. Zurück zum Thema.
Haben Sie als Kind im Chor gesungen? Ich schon. Und meistens war die Musik, die wir dort gesungen haben, nicht gerade das, was ich privat angehört habe. In New York gibt's einen Chor, da ist das etwas anders. Die Kinder dort singen Popsongs und das ist so begeisternd, dass die Videos davon im Internet millionenmal geklickt wurden. Inzwischen ist der Chor so berühmt, dass die Popstars zu den Kindern kommen, um mit ihnen zu singen. Wie es zu so einer Prominenz kommen konnte, das fragen wir jetzt den Chorleiter des PS22 Graniteville School Chorus. Den habe ich jetzt am Telefon. A very warm welcome to Greg Reinberg. Hello, Greg.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Greg, euer Chor singt Songs von ganz modernen Pop-Songs. Normalerweise sind 10-jährige Fans von Lady Gaga, Beyoncé oder Alicia Keys. Bei Ihnen ist es inzwischen andersrum. Die Stars kommen, um mit diesen Kindern zu singen. Hast du eine Erklärung dafür? Your chorus performs songs from modern pop artists such as Coldplay or Björk. And by doing that, the chorus has become really famous. So today the stars are coming to sing with those kids. Can you explain that upsurge?
Yeah. Basically, we started posting videos on the internet about 4 or 5 years ago, and Tori Amos, who I'm a huge fan of, caught wind of what we were doing and invited us to come down to sing for her. And when we got there, the kids did their thing, and Tori Amos was, you know, incredibly moved. She was crying. It's a video you could see on our website. And from there, our local Hollywood blogger, Perez Hilton, discovered our group through his love of Tori Amos as well. And ever since then, he started following the chorus and following, you know, everything that these kids are doing. And from there, Coldplay caught wind of a cover we did of their song Viva La Vida, and they hyped that up as well on their newsletter. And just amazing things have really been happening for these kids, and I'm lucky enough to be a part of it.
Er sagte also, es hat alles vor 4 oder 5 Jahren so angefangen, da haben sie so Videos gepostet von den Songs, die sie mit dem Chor gemacht haben und irgendwann ist dann Tori Amos darauf aufmerksam geworden und hat sie dann eingeladen, mit ihr zusammen zu performen und sie war da ganz berührt davon und so ging das dann weiter, dann hat der Chor zum Beispiel Coldplay gecovert und auch Coldplay fanden das so super, dass sie das in ihrem Newsletter erwähnt haben. Wie funktioniert denn dieser Chor? Also wird der immer mal neu zusammengewürfelt oder ist das eine feste Stammmannschaft? Greg, is there a team that is fixed for a few years, or is it mixed very often? How does the chorus work? How do you find the members for the chorus?
Basically, all the kids go to our school. We're, you know, just a local Staten Island elementary school. Staten Island is one of the 5 boroughs of New York City. We basically take the kids from the neighborhood that are zoned for the school. We don't audition the kids to come to the school, but once, you know, if they're zoned for the school, if they live in the neighborhood and they attend the school, then I audition them. And basically I take only 5th graders because we have a pretty big school. And I want to give as many kids the opportunity to be as part of the program as possible. So basically I audition the kids at the beginning of the year, and then we, you know, select the ones that, you know, obviously have a talent for singing, but also maybe those that kind of need a little boost in confidence or otherwise in their lives. And we try to use it as, you know, like a therapeutic tool, you know, more than necessarily, you know, learning just about notes and rhythms. And, you know, we try to take the music to a higher level. And I try to find kids that are open to that and, you know, are hungry for it.
Also die Kinder sind alle, gehen auf die Schule da in New York, sie kommen quasi aus der Nachbarschaft, da gibt es dann jährlich so Proben, es werden 5 Klässler eingeladen, Greg versucht dem da möglichst vielen Kindern die Chance zu geben, da mitzumachen, es ist eine sehr große Schule und jährlich werden dann sozusagen Mitglieder da zu den Proben eingeladen und neue Mitglieder für den Chor ausgewählt und man versucht so ein bisschen den Kindern eben Noten beizubringen und das auch als ja, musikalische Früherziehung so ein bisschen zu nutzen. Du scheinst da ein sehr engagierter Musiklehrer zu sein und wenn man die Videos sieht, scheint das auch einen Heidenspaß zu machen. Wie wichtig bist du denn als Person für das ganze Projekt? Greg, you seem to be a very dedicated teacher, so when looking at those videos, your job seems to be great fun. So how important are you as a person to that choir?
Everybody has their function within the group, and you know, I'm the facilitator. I try to see myself more as a facilitator than an actual teacher. I want the kids to feel free when they come to the chorus room. I want them to have a place where they can feel free to express themselves without fear of being made fun of or otherwise. I want them to basically get the most out of the experience, you know, beyond the music. So that's what it's about, and it's great that, you know, I'm able to give these kids that opportunity.
Okay, also jeder hat da so seine Funktion und Greg sieht sich selber eigentlich gar nicht so als Lehrer, sondern es geht mehr darum, dass die Kinder da sich frei fühlen und ihren Spaß haben, da im Chor zu singen und musikalische Erfahrungen zu sammeln. Nun studiert ihr ja wirklich moderne Popsongs ein von ziemlich angesagten Bands wie eben Björk, Coldplay oder Phoenix. Wer sucht die Songs denn letztendlich aus? Greg, you are performing very modern pop songs from bands like Björk, Coldplay, or Phoenix. Who chooses those songs?
I choose the material that the kids sing. I try to find songs that I think will be meaningful to the kids. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, adult music can very easily be translated, you know, down to a kid's level of understanding. And I think it's important to give kids music that I feel is legitimate, music that I feel is worthy of them. I think, you know, a lot of times when you go to school performances and you see the kids singing songs and they just look completely miserable because, I mean, you don't even blame them because the music that they're singing is just, I mean, it's painful to listen to, and I'm sure it's painful for them to be singing it. So I try to give them music that I respect and that I think they'll find something with, you know, in music that will mean something to them and relate to their experiences. Because some of our kids, you know, come from not the easiest of backgrounds, and I want them to have music that will speak to them in that respect.
Greg sucht die Songs raus, bei denen er denkt, diese könnten sehr wertvoll sein für die Kinder und die könnten den Kindern gefallen. Oft ist es ja so, dass die Songs von Kinderchören, die normalerweise so gesungen werden, nicht so viel Spaß machen und die Kinder da alle mit so einem Miesepeter-Gesicht im Chor stehen. Und er will eben Songs raussuchen, die die Kids auch mögen, aber die trotzdem irgendwie wertvoll sind. Und ja, viele Kinder kommen auch aus einem schwierigen Hintergrund und da will er den Kindern ein bisschen was geben. Wie groß ist denn der Anteil von Sozialarbeit an deinem Job? Also ist der Chor für manche Kinder auch so eine Art Therapie? Greg, how much of your job is social casework? And is the choir also a kind of therapy for some of the kids?
Yeah, no, I mean, to me, that's the main goal of my chorus is to just give these kids something that they can hold on to and something that they can feel good about. You know, I remember when I was growing up, you know, I didn't grow up with a lot of confidence, and I just remember music being that thing that changed me, that gave me something that I felt proud of and something that I felt like I could do and I could do well. And, you know, especially nowadays with education, it's really becoming a lot of just reading and writing and math. And, you know, they forget, I think, the people in charge of, you know, of the curriculum, how important the arts are for developing these kids' self-esteem. And, you know, it's so important. And it's just, it's for me, like I say, I feel like the number one purpose of my chorus is to just make these kids feel special. And, you know, fortunately, we've had amazing experiences that have taken what I've hoped for and just brought it to a whole new level. So, yeah, very, very amazing thing.
Sein Hauptziel ist es, den Kindern irgendwie was zu geben. Er kann sich selbst erinnern, dass er früher nicht besonders viel Selbstbewusstsein hatte und dann kam die Musik irgendwie in sein Leben und dann hat er festgestellt, die kann das ändern, die kann da was machen und er will jetzt den Kindern das weitergeben und ihnen eine Alternative zu lesen und schreiben zu geben und ihnen vor allen Dingen mit diesem Chor Selbstbewusstsein geben. Sie sollen sich besonders fühlen in dem Chor. Ich muss dich jetzt einfach nochmal nach dem Erfolgsrezept fragen. Da tun ganz gewöhnliche Kinder etwas so Außergewöhnliches, dass auf viele Menschen so eine Art Magie ausstrahlt. Wie machst du das? Was ist dein Geheimnis? Greg, I have to ask you for your, yeah, like formula of success. They're very normal kids, but what they do seems to be a bit magical to some people. So how are you doing that?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I just do it. I think that's the case with everybody who loves what they do. It just comes naturally. If you really asked me to put it and to, you know, lay it out, you know, as in terms of a process, I don't know. I work by instinct. So for me, I just bring my enthusiasm. I bring my dedication, I bring my passion, and I hope that the kids latch onto it and that they, you know, they will, you know, be able to bounce off that, and they do, and they impress me all the time, and I wish I could give a formula, but I basically do what comes naturally to me, and fortunately I was born with a strong ear for music. I'm not the greatest singer by any means. I'm hardly a singer, but you know, I write music, and music was just something that was always important to me, and I think, you know, if you teach with passion, you know, the passion, it wears off on the kids, you know, and it really makes the subject come alive, and I'm so glad that these kids are able to, you know, kind of feel that and grab onto that and take it to, like I say, places that I never would have imagined.
Also er sagt einfach, es gibt keine Formel für den Erfolg. Jeder macht, was er für richtig hält, so macht er es auch. Er handelt eher so nach Instinkt, er handelt mit Leidenschaft. Eine Formel gibt es also nicht. Er selber ist eigentlich gar nicht so ein großartiger Sänger, aber er hat ein gutes Ohr für Musik und diese Leidenschaft, die er da hat, die versucht er auf die Kinder zu übertragen. Greg, I thought we ask you for if it would be possible to talk to a kid of the choir. So, is there anyone around?
Sure. Let me give you a young lady. Her name is Leah. She sang last night at the Webby Awards. The chorus won a Webby Award, which is a very, very prestigious award that they give to people who innovate the internet in some way, and our chorus won one last night, and this young lady sang solo at that event, so I'm going to pass her on to you.
Hello.
Hello, Leah. How's it going?
Good.
Good. You sang a solo performance yesterday, so how's it been?
It was good. I liked it a lot.
Did the people like it too? Did they cheer for you?
Yes.
Du bist Mitglied vom PS22 und damit ja auch ein bisschen berühmt. Wie fühlten sich das an? Leah, you are a member of the PS22 choir, so you are a bit famous now. How does it feel?
It feels really good, but it's not all about the fame. It's just about making people happy.
Also geht's natürlich nicht nur darum, irgendwie bekannt zu werden, sondern darum, dass man sich gut dabei fühlt. Wie ist denn die Arbeit mit Greg? Ist er sehr streng? Leah, how's the work with Greg? Is he kind of severely, or is he a very good choir leader to you?
He's really a good chorus director. He actually inspired me to be confident in myself.
Sie sagt, er ist ein richtig guter Chorleader, ein sehr guter Chorleiter, der sie selbst dazu gebracht hat, mehr Selbstbewusstsein aufzubauen. Hast du schon jetzt einen echten Musikstar getroffen oder willst du jetzt, wo du im Chor singst, vielleicht sogar selber einer werden? Leah, have you met a real prom, a kind of music star, and do you want to become one of yourself now that you are a member of the chorus?
Yes, I would like to be a singer when I grow up.
So that's what you're working for?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I always have fun with the choir. I just have a smile on my face when I come to the auditorium.
Hi.
Hi, Greg. So, thanks for the interview. Greg Breinberg from New York's famous PS22 school chorus. They are performing very modern pop songs, and they are doing that absolutely lovely. Thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on, and hello to Deutschland. All right, take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Alle Beiträge, Reportagen und Interviews können Sie jederzeit nachhören im Netz auf detektor.fm.